You're listening to News Radio KMAN, and we are now pleased to be joined on the phone by Sean Horning, a high school teacher out at Wamego High School and one of the coordinators of the Wamego Honor Flight. Sean, thanks for joining us here this morning.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
And no doubt, probably a little tired after a nice little trip to Washington, D.C. I understand the veterans got back in a little bit after midnight last night and had a nice reception.
Yes, they had an incredible reception. We had we actually had a trooper meet us at the state line and give us an escort all the way from the Kansas state line into the exit at 99 with the Waubonsie Sheriff, and then the Legion Riders picked us up there and brought us into Wamego, where we were greeted on Main Street by a lot of our community members. The fire department had the big flag draped over Lincoln Street. It was quite a reception, and we were able to return them safely to the arms of their loved ones, which is always our mission.
Well, that's really neat to hear about, and we got some video here that we're going to be sharing on our Facebook page this morning here on News Radio KMAN that Dave Lewis got access to. How many veterans did you guys take on the flight this time around?
Our flight capacity, we take 25 veterans, and we had one World War II veteran with us, and then after that, ranging through the Korean War all the way through, a gentleman who was a veteran of the Vietnam War and Desert Storm.
That's pretty awesome, and this is a neat experience for anyone who's never been on this. I've had a friend about 4 years ago, and he lives over in Missouri, and took his dad, who's a Vietnam War veteran, and it's such an emotional experience for them and for the kids. I mean, this is something they'll remember for forever.
Yes. You know, we go there with our mission for these veterans to see the memorials that are constructed for their service and sacrifice and those of their comrades. But we leave with kind of an intergenerational friendship where the students are able to see those memorials through the eyes of their veterans. And the veterans are able to see how much their service is recognized, and it's our chance to serve them and to say thank you, welcome home. So the relationship piece is a big one.
Can you tell us what memorials you guys visited? I know it was kind of a quick trip. It always is.
Yeah, we start the day by when we get in with the World War II Memorial, and then we go to the Korean War Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, and the Vietnam War Memorial. We end day one at the Air Force Memorial for those that are part of that branch. And then day two starts with the Marine Corps Memorial, the Iwo Jima flag raising. Then we go to the Naval Memorial. National Archives opens an hour early for us and lets us have a private showing of the foundational documents and the Constitution they swore to uphold and defend. Then we go to the Changing the Guard at Arlington, and we finish this trip at Fort McHenry, where our flag was still there and our national anthem was pinned.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. That is a once-in-a-lifetime thing for many people, and just to be able to go take advantage of this, what a neat opportunity. And this is the first flight in well over 2 years. I think I saw 29 months was the last Wamego flight. Obviously, COVID had a major impact on that, but that's had to be just a great thing for everybody to be able to take these veterans once again and start up the program.
Yes, it was an incredible opportunity for us. Like you said, 29 months in the waiting. National released the ability to go August 15th, and we knew we had to schedule flights so we can get our veterans there, especially those that had been waiting. And then we'll go ahead and do another flight this coming April to go ahead and try to make sure that we're serving the veterans in a timely fashion.
Well, if people want to learn more about this, maybe they have a veteran in their life that would be a good person to nominate to go on one of these flights, how do they do that?
The best way and the easiest way, Brandon, is to go to whshonorflights.com, and we have the veteran application there, and then they can make a copy and fill that in and email it to us here, or they can go ahead and mail it to the high school, and I will receive that, and we can get them on the list to honor their service.
All right. Well, that's great. And I saw you guys raised a lot of money last week at Match Day in Wamego. I think, if I remember right, it was around $16,000 that was raised. It was pretty nice to see.
Yes. This type of operation could not take place without a lot of donations of time, talent, and treasure. And we just appreciate everybody that makes sacrifices and of their time that makes this happen. The folks that very talented do a lot of things that help promote us, and of course the fundraising aspect is a very key component so that we can pull off this type of operation.
Well, tell everybody and all the kids and to the veterans, congratulations on an awesome opportunity here, and we are so proud of our veterans, obviously, and we thank them for their service. And this is such a neat program. We wanted to make sure we highlighted that here this morning because it's pretty cool that it's happening once again.
Well, it is absolutely a privilege and an honor. And please know that we use local students, but we honor area veterans, and our footprint can be as wide as it needs to be to make sure we get them there. So thank you for letting us speak a little bit today.
Absolutely. Again, that's Sean Horning. He's a teacher out at Wamego High School, one of the coordinators of the Kansas Honor Flight in Wamego. They, again, recently returned from their D.C. trip just last night.